Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply long-term commitment. Long-term commitment. Now, we're all familiar with the various types of long-term commitments. We can agree that marriage is a long-term commitment. We can also agree that raising children is a long-term commitment. Also, college education and home purchases classify as long-term commitments. And in business, the best type of commitment to make when you're building teams, when you are working to grow your own enterprise is a long-term commitment. My friends, I challenge you and I even submit to you that those who are willing to cultivate and dedicate to the long haul are those that will succeed in business. And those are the kinds of people that you want around you. Today, in our term acronym, we're going to talk about the four key elements of an effective long-term commitment. This is going to set the expectations for you and those around you so that you know what you're getting into ahead of time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, don't forget that long-term commitments are the key to financial success and success in every aspect of life and business. Let's outline them in our term acronym. The T reminds us of the importance of trial and error. Remember these four quick things. First, you're going to make mistakes. There is no long-term commitment that's not filled with some ups and downs, some peaks and valleys. Even think about the last car you purchased. If it was a brand new car, then they equipped you with an owner's manual that's probably still in your glove box and never been read. Why? Even though you want to read it, you always recognize that you can figure things out on your own. But as a result of that, there are going to be some mistakes along the way. Also, we're going to need mentorship. You either gain knowledge and wisdom from mistakes or mentors. I highly recommend mentors as opposed to mistakes. Yes, you're going to make mistakes, but along the way, you're going to need somebody to guide you and to direct you through the course of your journey. You're also going to make modifications. Yes, you know, you think about it. When you're raising children, for example, another long-term commitment, you're going to make some modifications along the way. You're going to discover some things and some parenting tips that you're going to pick up along the way that are going to help you down the road with your children. Well, by the same token in business, you're going to make some modifications. Business plans are drafted, they're reviewed, and they're modified. They're modified frequently because oftentimes things change. The business landscape changes, and we've got to change with them from time to time. And we've got to also recognize in the trial and error phase that mastery takes time. Whatever you do well, it took time for you to do it. Many people that listen to podcasts and hear us when we're speaking out in public often amazed at how much they learn in a short amount of time. Well, this took time to be able to develop a system whereby people can learn effectively in short segments. But yes, my friends and neighbors, let's never discount the fact that trial and error does exist. In the E in our term acronym, we understand the importance of energy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is when we do everything that we can in order to make sure that we succeed. This is giving all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our passion. You've ever heard the term blood, sweat, and tears? That's just a term to show that all of a person's energy is consumed in a thing. I remember back in the day when high school students in my community were starting to drive cars. They turned 16, their parents would get them a car, and then what would happen on the weekends then? You'd see a bucket outside with a sponge and a chamois. You'd also see a water hose, and Saturdays and Sundays were dedicated to washing that car and making it spotless. It took a lot of energy to do that in the hot summertime, but yet, my friends and neighbors, it was energy that goes with a long-term commitment. It means that we've got to adjust our schedules, adjust our attitudes, and adjust our priorities. Yes, my friends and neighbors, energy requires several adjustments. We've got to eliminate the unnecessary things and add the essential things. We've got to adjust our attitude, because if you dreaded washing that car on the weekend, you were not going to do a great job at it. You may as well embrace it and recognize recognize it is a part of your long-term commitment. We may as well adjust our attitude if we're parents of children and recognize that they're going to also go through growing pains, and we've got to assist them every way we can. We've got to adjust our priorities. How important is your business to you? How high is it on your priority list? How much time do you spend learning your industry? Not just your products, your service, your industry. How much time do you spend in understanding the needs of your client base? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to exercise the energy that makes long-term commitments outstanding. The next one, RR in our term acronym, simply reminds us of the importance of relationships. Yes, my friends and neighbors, relationships take time to cultivate. And in order to have great relationships for you in business, then you're going to develop great relationships. You're going to meet people. You're going to do business with those people. You're going to maybe have some challenges, and you're going to cultivate those relationships. And here's how you do it. First, remember these few things. First, don't take anything personally. My friends, remember, in cultivating the relationships around you, the worst thing you can do is take something personal. On the contrary, recognize that everyone lives in their own world, and it's our responsibility to promote and support and advance, and then also show understanding. If we never take anything personal and we always show understanding, that means that we're able to see things from the other person's point of view. We're not just looking at it through our lens, which can be jaded. We're looking at it from their lens as well. Then we've got to remember that we can never blame or criticize. If you're going to have great relationships, pointing the finger is not the way to do it. You see, parents should be the best leaders of children because they've been children before. However, they forget their childhood and show limited understanding towards their children and others. We'll see in business the same thing happens. Many of us forget that we were new at one time. We were learning at one time. We were developing at one time. We were trying to figure things out at one time. And in every relationship, always be mindful that they've got to go through some things, and it's our job to help them through it. Last but not least, my friends, the best long-term relationships require money. You must invest in you. Yes, I want you to remember from my note takers, winning costs. And don't expect to win if you don't expect to spend. You see, the best sports teams have the highest payroll. They bring the best players on board. Why? Because they understand that winning costs. I don't care who you are, where you come from. If you want to advance in business without money, that advancement is not going to happen. It's not just an initial investment or an upfront investment. It is an ongoing investment. It is paying things. It's offering things. It's doing stuff. It's continuously improving. Yes, my friends and neighbors, ask yourself the question, how much have I spent on me last week? How much have I spent in my business last month? What did the fiscal year look like? Are you keeping a record of all that you're spending and investing in yourself? People always think about the fact I've got 6 children. And they always say, man, you're going to have a lot of weddings because all of my children are girls. Well, even before the weddings, there are still braces, there's clothes, there are cars, there are sports activities. There are all kinds of things that take place prior to weddings and college education. Yes, my friends, money has to be spent if we're going to win. I say, are you ready to make the long-term commitment? My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I can make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.